Blog Talk Radio.
We only bear witness and we testify. There is no God but Allah. And Allah is the creator of this creation that we live on. Created this creation to test us in. And he also sent us information through books and the prophet. And he has sent us the last prophet. And that prophet is no other than Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. We are here on this Block Talk Radio station tonight. We know that this is the day we call Savior Day. So it's been a great Savior Day all day. Listen to mosque hills and new things and the new people coming in and all the new items and all the things that are coming up in this community. So we say all praise are due to Allah for this great day, this Savior Day, the day we still are working like a reserve our history here in America and bring about a new history of good in this world. So we are the Muslim. We are here. We like to start our talk off with a prayer called Al Fatiha. And that prayer only means to open. We want to open this prayer up, and then we won't get started. If we start with a prayer and end with a prayer, at least we have got two things right. If we didn't get the middle part, and the only thing we got to do is get the middle part, and we make a prayer, we have that all sold up. So we're going to open up with the prayer. First, we say it in the Arabic language. Then we will say it in the English translation. Humbly Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilai to me. Rahman Rahim Malik Yomi Ding. Yakana Buddhiakana Stain. Edine Serato Mustakin. Serato Ladina Anto Lay Him. Glory Magdubi Lay Him. while the darling hide me. English translation. We seek protection with Allah from the rejected enemy, Satan, the outcast. With the name of God, God is most gracious. Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Are we asking Allah to continue always showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath was brought down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. So we thank you for joining us from the Brock Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad School. So we hope this school come all over in every neighborhood in America, a school where you can say a prayer and you can pray to God, and then you can learn how to go into business, go into building, using your mind to grow. Allah will bless all of that. But when you take prayer out of something, you making it weak. You making it less. And that's just what the public school have done. Took prayer out of the school, and now the people don't took prayer out of the home. And now you see people living like they call the zombies. They look like they're alive, but they're dead spiritually, economically, morally. They are dead. And the only thing can bring them back alive is Allah. And the only way Allah can bring it back is sincere prayer. So we thank Allah for this Brock Talk radio station. My name is Brother Abdul Akbar. My wife is Daya Akbar. We are co-hosts, workers here on this show, along with Sujah Muhammad and his wife, coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And also we have Brother A. Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia. We thank you, those of you who come in on tonight. We hope that you, we said to you tonight, save the day, Mubarak. Blessings, hope you having a blessed Savior Day. Savior Day only means to collect the information that we that they want us to hide, do not want us to recognize. It's our history. It's really American history because it's happening in America. It didn't happen in Africa or nowhere else. So this American history that they want to keep getting that we need to know about, so we don't peep them and allow them to give us the same mistake that we have been up on already. So we hope that you enjoy and sit back and enjoy this talk for against the images. And we also going to talk on business, talk about schools. Because one thing that was said tonight, and always have been said, by Muhammad, may God peace and best and for me upon you. He said, build a school, get a school. And what the school for is to educate the people. If you got a bunch of uneducated people, then you're not going nowhere. But you got a bunch of people with education, then they don't feel going forward. But they have no education, then they can't go no further than their mind will allow them. We know we go to school for 13 or 14 years in America. That's all the way from grammar school to high school and to college, and come back with all kinds of degrees, and yet we cannot make a job. So some in them schools is denying us the understanding to make jobs, to make progress in the world. So anytime we run into that problem, we have to get rid of it and go to a different situation, and that's teaching our own. That's raising our own children to love and respect each other. The high school, the college, high school, the grade school is not going to do that because they done took God out of the classroom. They done made like that you don't need no God in your life. Or they give man they get the human family of man as God. Even that is evenly wrong. God is not a man. He's not a woman. God is the creator of every man and woman on this earth. And they're created all up through Adam. We are the children of Adam. And when we get back and we start respecting that, then you're going to see progress coming to the whole of the human family. But as long as the image is raised up, and then what we have to do is separate out the people from that image. For those people who separate, they can go and start making progress in the world. And then that progress will start helping up. As long as that process is going on, where you send your child to school and the homosexual teaching your child, the disbelievers are teaching your child, then they're going to influence your child to do the same. So we here tonight without any hesitation, on time, trying to go to the root of all the problems that we have in this world. And that problem is an image that has been raised, holding the creator up in the world as God. And what do this do? It make the people that don't look like that image, it make those people who do not look like that image, it make them people see themselves in an inferior way. See themselves, they see in God got straight hair, then they gonna want straight hair. They see God that be given to them in a physical image got blue eyes, they're gonna make them want blue eyes. They're going to make them want to have king nose. They're going to wish, they're going to say to themselves, those people in the image are got the best, no matter what it is or how much it is, no matter how bad they do, they're going to be always accepted because they look like that image. So we got to get rid of those images. Like God said, don't make no images. And that's the problem that this image brings. It brings about inferiority to those people who don't look like that image. And the proof of that, when you look in our neighborhood throughout America, wherever that image has been raised up, those people not in that image don't own anything and don't have nothing hardly. And the people that got the image, they rule in the city. They're making a decision what's being built, what's being towed down. They're making a decision on how many jails to have and who to put in jail and how much time to give those people that be put in jail. So it's a new kind of slavery. It's a new kind of the worst kind of inferiority. Because this inferiority encourages us to do wrong. This inferiority encourages us to have no respect for the people who are not in that image. So this is a fact. This is a psychological fact. That image has messed the world up, and people that live in this world, they messed up because of that image. And long as that's happening, there won't be no coming together and no using the mind and the intelligence to get along. It's always somebody look at color. I look at how they, in the news, what they say in the news, that a black person did this. When a Caucasian do this, they don't say a white person stole, a white person killed somebody. They didn't say a lawbreaker. They didn't say a person with caught. But when it comes to a black man, a black woman did that. And we ain't black. Our skin is brown and all other good colors. And the people that called saying they're white, they're not white. There's a big trick on words. It's a lie that's been given to the world by the ungodly Satan himself, and Satan is running this world. So we want to get rid of Satan. We had to work against him like he working against us. We had to vote him out. We had to talk him out. We had to we had to bargain him out. We might have to not buy from him and let him run out. But one way or the other, we had to get Satan out of our environment and out of our situation. And we can do that with the help of the Creator, who are waiting on the believers to be true to themselves, to stand up against Satan. And Allah tell us that we have nothing to fear, nor should we grieve. And when Allah is with us, Satan has no power. And when we stand up from what we have to stand up about, the power goes with us. Satan's power is diminished. So we say praise the due to Allah, the Lord, the cherished sustainer of all worlds. Allah is most gracious, and Allah is most merciful. He has no conquer. He has no equal. He ruled this universe. He ruled this world that we live in by himself. He is the only and the greatest power that we can call on. And without him, we call on him, we have no power. So we say all praise are due to Allah and why we are here tonight. So we thank Allah for this beautiful day called Savior Day. So in all the beautiful things that mosques are doing throughout the world and all the beautiful people who are continuing to join and come into this religion. This is the final battlefield, meaning this is the final way of the best way of life, El Islam. And God is telling us this, that this religion is going to dominate all the other religions, especially when these other religions hold up of man as God, is already dominated, is already in number one. Anytime a religion hold up a man as God, call man a God, that ain't no religion. That's a pagan idea. And pagan idea is seen to be some of the weakest idea. And when the people get to understand they have come a pagan or atheist, if they truly love God, they will put that down and come trying the right way. So we shall all praise the due to Allah. So we here tonight on the Brown Talk Radio Station to clear up the problem, not to make no problem, get rid of the problem, and bring nothing but the solution. So we are here tonight. So anyone else who would like to share in this great talk that we have tonight, all you got to do is match one, come into the queue, and we will see you in the queue. We'll cut your mic on and let you begin to present yourself about what you see in the world as wrong. That's right. We know this image is wrong. We know we need schools, and we need schools real bad. So, alhamdulillah, I see somebody with their hands up. So let me bring them in. Brother Amin Muhammad coming out of California. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We thank Allah. We thank Allah. We are grateful and sincerely grateful and thankful to Almighty God that He has allowed us to come together, talk about the issue, talk about our problems, talk about solutions, Alhamdulillah. You know, God having a son, or Allah having a son. You know, I never really did understand the ramifications of that. The real hurt, the real danger of saying that God had a son, and you're going to go to hell. I hear that kind of talk. You're going to go to hell if you don't accept his son. the Holy Quran say, God says, Allah says in the Holy Quran, you know, God, what I'm paraphrasing, but God is bigger than that. Much bigger than that. all he needs to say, all God, Almighty God, Allah needs to say is be and it is. Be and it become. Be and it become. So, and he don't need a sun. I mean, you know, the mountains gonna crumble and sky gonna fall. You know what I mean? In essence to that big, huge lie. But people will tell you that. People will tell you, got to believe in the sun, and if you don't believe in the sun, you can't get to the Father, and all. People are so confused. So very confused, you know. And you can see why this world is upside down, tipsy-turvy, upside down, you know. God having a son. And then what the Shaitan did is he had to personify that son, so he put that son in the so-called son that they gave the world, you know, in Caucasian flesh. You know
right.
what I mean? Caucasian flesh. And so what they're actually saying is, like father, like son. So if the son is in Caucasian flesh, blonde hair and blue eyes and all like that, well, God himself must be the same way, because like father, like son, you know. Oh, good God, what a big, huge, monstrous lie that they have put on the world. And we need to keep teaching it and preaching it and bringing people to the reality, you know what I mean, that's a lie. That's a monstrous, egregious lie. You know, I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar. Alhamdulillah, you're doing a great job, and thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Brother Amin. Thank you for you. Alhamdulillah. So we are here tonight. I heard on the killing at your game. The man said, thank you for that. You can't. God, yeah. You know, I want to help people. Yes. So we got to move our people get to help. Assalamu alaikum. Thing cut out. So some small difficulties, so it cut out. I'm back in. So all praise is due to Allah. So we hope everybody are enjoying a blessed Savior Day. I know I am. Anybody else who would like to say anything that match one, come into your queue. I tried to bring somebody else in, and that's why we got cut off. But if we are back, all praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum. And simply means Allah, peace be unto you. Yeah, it's a wicked world that will lie on God and tell the people that Almighty God has a son. And the son looks just like the very one who stole you, brought you here, worked you all them years without paying you, separated you from your mama, and you had to go to their places of worship because you had no other place to go. So all praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the cherished of all worlds. And so we said we are blessed to understand this lies and the stories that we have. We can see through these lies and these stories. So all praise are due to Allah for that. And we thank Prophet Muhammad and Abdullah, who brought the final revelation. I mean, he brought what Jesus said. He brought to lead us into all truth. That's what he did. We know better today, and we fear God today because Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah was explained to us about our leader, Imam Wahiuddin Muhammad. He brought the clarity to the religion, and the scripture says a revival. He revived all the religions, and this is what helped this world be better today. And people are changing. You know, people are getting better from the sickness that they've been given, and we are getting better. So that means the whole humanity is getting better because there's more truth today than ever been and more clarity to the truth. So all praise is due to Allah. So anybody ever would like to share in this talk, then all you got to do is raise match one, come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on. We give Allah the credit. Allah have chosen most of us, the ones that he have chosen who follow this deen and follow in the right direction. Allah have chosen us. Allah said our reward is with Allah. And the punishment is also with Allah for those who willingly, after knowing the truth, go against it. And it is simple. Allah says in the Bible to the Christians, he said, don't do this, don't do that, don't disrespect your mother and father, don't steal, don't lie, all these little simple things he mentioned to us. Then all of them, then it started off with this, that don't make no image of God. That's the first commandment. If you break that first commandment, which most Christians have, then all the other commandments will tumble down as well. So you had to first obey the first commandment. Don't make no image of God. And then God points to where he's talking about. He said, don't make nothing in the water. Don't make nothing in the sky. And don't make nothing in the land. That cover everything. That cover everything. You know, that don't leave out nothing. That don't make no image of God. That's exactly what they did. Then they make an image. Then they said, at the same time as they give you an image, they ain't making no image. Then they said, then when you question them, oh, that's God's son. How can an individual of invisible God have a visible son? And what kind of God would God be if he didn't protect his son? He got all the power. He knows and sees and he is everything. Can't nobody stop him. He's have enough power to protect his only begotten son. If that were true, do they make sense that he didn't do it? Then what did that say about God? That somewhere there's a wicked lie. Somewhere there's some deceitful information going on. So all this, we have been not taught to think as African Americans. We have been taught to just react. Don't think. Just react. And this preacher was very skilled about keeping us from thinking. He said, don't question God. He had a special message that God gave him and told us not to question him. The preacher was very slick and clever. So he was able to get away with a lot of things because he was paid. He was taught trickology. And he used it to his advantage. And he had put us in darkness. And some of us so far in darkness, we don't want to come out. We are all to the death against that would make sense for that don't make sense. So we say all praise is due to Allah. So we thank Allah for the Blog Talk Radio station. We thank him for blessing us to be here tonight. Yes. So we thank him for being here tonight. We thank him for giving us the opportunity to change this ugly world that Satan has put together and is declining as we speak. Long as truth is out in the environment, this evil that we have inherited or incurred, we can put it out. We can get rid of it. So we say all praises are due to Allah. We are on the way. So let's keep working. The best we do, the more we do, the better the situation gonna get. Allah said, "No good, any good deed will always go rewarded. Any good deed will always go rewarded. So any good thing that you do, it's a reward is coming from your Lord. It's like the price is right." You give the right price, you get that price, but what they hear from you, you're going to have to pay the taxes. You win that car, you win that trailer, you win those games, and those appliances, but you still got to pay the taxes on them. That's something they keep out. And then if you get the price right, and sometimes you win some money, you have enough money to pay for the prize you have. Allah gonna give each and every one of us a prize that this world has nothing to compare with. Allah said there's nothing in this world gonna be able to compare with whatever gift, whatever mercy, whatever gift that he gonna give you for trying to do your best in this life. There's no gift that this world can come up with. Nothing in this world has nothing to compare. Now, we have to believe that. We don't believe that because we can't see it right now. And that's understandable. Allah said, mere belief don't count for nothing unless you put that belief in practice. So if you practice believing that, then that belief will soon be seen in your character, in your attitude. So all praise is due to Allah. Again, there's anybody else who would like to speak or say anything, please raise your hand and we'll put this mic in your hand and let you begin to share in this great information world that we live in today. Allah bless us. All praise is due to Allah. So I think we have Brother Sujah Muhammad coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'd like to greet you again. Turn it over, Brother Sujah. As-salamu alaykum. Okay,
alhamdulillah.
You got it.
I will do Shaitan Rajim with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator. There's only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Again, I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of Islam alaikum.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir. I'd like to read a little bit something from the Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. And this is from Surah 46. Hameen. The revelation of the book is from Allah, the exalted in power, full of wisdom. We created not the heavens and the earth and all between them, but for just end and for a time appointed. But those who reject faith turn away from that whereof they are warned. Say, do you see what it is ye invoke besides Allah? Show me what it is they have created on earth. Or have they a share in the heavens? Bring me a book revealed before this. Are any remnants of knowledge ye may have if you are telling the truth? And who is more astray than one who invokes besides Allah, such as will not answer him on the day of judgment? And who in fact are unconscious, and who in fact are unconscious of their call to them? And when mankind are gathered together at the resurrection, what they invoke will be hostile to them and reject their worship altogether. When I will clear signs of words to them, the unbelievers, the unbelievers say of the truth when it comes to them, this is evident sorcery. Or do they say he has forged it? Say, had I forged it, then can ye attain no single blessing for me from Allah? He knows best of that whereof you talk so glibly. Enough is he for a witness between me and you. And he is all forgiven, most merciful. Say, I am no bringer of newfangled doctrine among the messengers. Nor do I know what will be done with me or with you. I follow but that which is revealed to me by inspiration. I am but a warner, open and clear. Say, see ye? If this teaching be from Allah, and ye reject it, and the witness from among the children of Israel testify to its similarity with earlier scriptures, and has believed why ye are arrogant, how unjust ye are. Truly Allah God is not a people unjust. So Allah the Deen. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Alhamdulillah. Quran is clearly explaining the revealed knowledge that is brought to us by the Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him. And it's saying that this other knowledge that is brought to us is not real. It's not real. The idea that there is another God, that God had a son. You know, Allah, I mean, the prophet is saying that Allah asked them to show us the proof. Show us the proof if what you're saying is true. But in reality, they done heard the truth from the prophet, and they went against faith. They gone against faith. They're gone against faith. And they are pushing. They're pushing something else. They're not pushing the revealed knowledge, the revelation from Allah, but they're pushing something else. Allah is telling us the end. How they gonna be affected? How they gonna be affected in the judgment? How the judgment gonna come before them? The Quran says, "But there is one who says to his parents, fire on you. Do ye hold out the promise to me that I shall be raised up, even though generations have passed before me, without rising again?" They too seek Allah's aid and rebuke the sun. Woe to thee. Have faith, for the promise of Allah is true. But he says this is nothing but tales of the ancients. Such are they against whom is proved the sinners among the previous generation of jinns and men that have passed away, for they will be utterly lost. So that's the problem. That's the problem that they are having. You know, they want to accuse the prophet of telling a lie, of lying, and he bringing the clear truth. And the prophet, you know, they want him to be more than what he is. And the prophet was telling them that his job is only to warn them. And make what he bringing clear, you know. And that's our job, is to warn the people, you know, and make what we teaching to them, let them see that we understand it, make it clear, you know. We able to talk about it in different ways. You know, to show them that we understand what we are saying, you know, we even showing them that the knowledge that we are bringing them is coming from not only this book, the Quran, but from previous books. They're saying the same thing. And it's bringing out the truth even better, more clearer. You know, they don't have no reason for rejecting Allah's message that's coming from the prophet. They don't have no reason. They even, when you bring them the truth, they bear witness and say that's true. Then later on, they reject faith. So they got a punishment coming. They got a strong punishment coming. The Quran says, such are they against whom is proved the sinners among the previous generation of jinn and men that have passed away, for they would be utterly lost. And to all are assigned degrees according to the deeds which they have done, and in order that Allah may recompense their deeds, and no injustice be done to them. And on the day that the unbelievers would be placed before the fire, it would be said to them, You received it, your good things, in the life of the world. and ye took your pleasure out of them. But today shall today shall ye be recompensed with a penalty of humiliation, for that ye was arrogant on earth without just cause, and that ye ever transgressed. Mention Hud, one of Ad's own brethren. Behold, he warned his people about the wine and sand track. But there had been warners before him and after him. Worship ye none other than Allah. Truly I fear for you the penalty of a mighty day. They said, has thou come and ought to turn us aside from our God? Then bring upon us the calamity with which thou doest threaten us, if thou art telling the truth. He said, the knowledge of when it will come is only with Allah. I proclaim to you the mission on which I have been sent. But I see that ye are a people and ignorant. So they're not only arrogant, they're ignorant. You're dealing with peoples, they can't put things together. You know? And when you deal with a person that is rejecting faith and ignorant too, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to make them realize, you know, the seriousness of them rejecting the truth. So the only thing we can do is just over and over bear witness to the revelation that God brought to us through the prophet and make that clear as we possibly can, and let them keep bringing forth their lies. It's just like Moses and the magician. You know, the magician throw down his magic, and Moses throw his rod and say it's consumed everything that they faith. In other words, they don't have no real knowledge; they just faking it. That's the way you got to do with a lie. You know, it's not real knowledge. You know, but they can present it in a way where you can feel it, can make you think that is real, but it's not real. And they telling the prophet, if what you saying is real, well then let me see you make it happen. I'll bring it on. You know, if there's any kind of punishment or judgment, then bring it on. It's that type of ignorance, and it's those type of people that we got to deal with when we come to them with this inner truth. They ain't gonna believe. They're not gonna believe. Quran said everything will is destroyed by the commands of his Lord, then by the morning, day, nothing was to be seen but the ruin of their houses. Thus do we recompense those given to sin. They're going to destroy everything. They're going to destroy everything. You know, they're not going to submit. When we have not given to you ye courage, now which we have not given to you Yikoresh, and we had endowed them with faculties of hearing, seeing, heart, and intellect. But of no profit to them were thou faculties of hearing, sight, and heart, and intellect, when they went on rejecting the signs of Allah, and they were completely encircled by that which they used to mock at. We destroyed a full-time population round about you, and we have shown the signs in various ways that they may turn to us. Why then was no help for coming to them from those whom they worship as God, besides Allah, as a means of access to Allah? Nay, they left them in the lurch. But that was their falsehood and their invention. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, truly Allah speaks the mighty truth.
Allahu Akbar.
So we thank Allah. We thank Allah for this wisdom, and just showing us what happened previously to people that reject the truth, and how they treat the truth as falsehood, how they try to turn around the lie and make the lie appear to be the truth, and the truth to be a lie. This is how they operate, and we see that today. But Allah is telling them about the punishment that they should look for. We came to you in peace and leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you. Beautiful. Okay, then, alhamdulillah, we got others to raise their hand. Got the young man in the queue, Brother Raqi. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Raqi.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam, young man. Turn it over to you. You got it.
I hope to bear witness the creator of creation name, and then the dua in prayer, I pray in his name. Even the citations that I give to the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I do it in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. I don't do it in Rasulullah's name. I bear witness that the Rasulullah Prophet Muhammad of Ahmed is the last prophet, the seal of the prophets, the prophethood, to complete the prophethood. I've been witness, and I testify. I'm not going to be that long today. I just wanted to say a couple of things. One of the first things I wanted to mention is to our ummah, to the Muslims, to the believers, is that go to the Quran and we study Shaitan. We find out that Satan was a believer. We find out that Satan did not break any laws of Allah besides one law, not follow his command. But Satan was a believer. Satan, Iblis, was his name. Then we know when he disobeyed Allah, that his name changed to Shaitan or Satan or the devil. But if you look at the Quran and we read Quran, Shaitan didn't do none of the stuff that we do. He didn't look jealous and envy or glare of the eyes. He didn't frown. He didn't make mockery of his brothers. He didn't forgive. The things Allah put on humans is a whole lot. But the mercy Allah put on us is a whole lot. But it's something to think about, because if Shaitan going to hell forever, man, we in trouble. All of us. We in trouble. if it's not for the mercy of Allah to get us out of the fire and get us out of the trouble, if it's not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord and cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds. I wanted to bring that to our attention as believers. Even if you glare someone, you evil eye them. Even if you eat without saying Bismillah. Even if you slaughter without saying Bismillah in the name of the Creator, Al-Rabb. All of these are sins. And Allah talks about it in the Quran. And he says, what would I explain to you the alien and the sajdan is? The sajdan is the angels who record our good deeds, and the alien is the angel who records our bad deeds. Even the ones we sneak into. Even the ones we don't tell nobody. Even the evil that we think in our heads. All of that sin. All of us sin. But Allah, out of his mercy, he redeems us. And you think about this, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. Allah can't redeem you if he ain't forgave you. If he ain't purifying you. When Allah purifies you, he's forgiving you. And you'll feel so much different. You feel different. We look at the disbelievers, and the disbelievers are conditioned. Our imams say they're conditioned for the out of the environment. They're conditioned. You can find disbelievers, communities, some communities of disbelievers. I'm talking to him and family. I'm talking to all races. You'll find cleanliness. You can walk down the street like Europeans walk down the street. You'll find cleanliness in the communities. You'll find lights on in dark places. You'll find clean homes. You'll find conversation. You'll find good products without rebar. You find a lot of good things in disbelievers. Find a whole lot. But the mind, the heart, Allah have not yet guided them to him. But he guided them in morality, in moral life. He guided them in righteousness. He said that they are the closest to us in faith. The Christians are the closest to Muslims in faith. When we, and as the brother said before me, Brother Suja, he said something about what I'm about to say. My thought just went out. That's what I wanted to say. He said when the disbeliever reads the book, that it tells them it in the book. It tells them what they believe in. If you a Dawah man or a Dawah sister, they bring that book, and just like we bring the book. But we know that Allah got to guide them. It ain't us. But we have to do what Allah said. Allah said do Dawah. That's his command. But when we change, I'm trying to understand it just like we all trying to understand and figure this out. And the man been figuring it out when he started, and I'm pretty sure when he finished. And we still figuring it out. But he left us with some good understanding, and he left us with good connections, interfaith connections. He left us with goodness, with righteousness. But when they change the name of the Creator, when they change the Creator's name from Creator or Allah or Al-Rabb, and they change it to Father, Father. We know that Father is Father meaning further in the mind, further in knowledge, further in leadership. To utilize the mind that man means, the words that man speaks, the knowledge that Allah extends to us. But when they change Allah's name to Father, it gives the reader, different from the Almighty, dear beloved brothers and sisters, because they know the Almighty, they can't face and put a face on the Almighty. So you hear some Christians say praise the Almighty. That's believer talk. That's Manun talk. That's believers talk. The language. But when they say Father, they speaking of Jesus Father. And they image Christ and Christ having a Father. So it plays a psychological mental behavior effect on the reader. It was designed to bring people to unbelief. The language, the meaning of the language, it's designed to bring our human family that have not been guided, and Allah had not guided, but their own will to change their own thought process. That's power. Because that's not Satan, brothers. Satan not doing this. Mankind has done this, is doing this. Then we look at the word Father and we see what it means. Then you start to look at a father in the house, husbands. This is where the egotistic thing come in with us men. I'm saying us as a community. I'm not saying us as believers or non-believers. I'm saying us as a human being family. Then, especially the ones that don't know, especially. So they see themselves as father. You got Father God. You got some humans even saying they're God. Then you have fathers in households their egotistic mentality, very hurtful. It destructs the house. It disturbs the house. It deteriorates the minds in the house with this mentality. Then you have the connection with Father, then the connection of a father. You have father of the house, then you have father of a nation. Then you have father of God. So you're looking at the language that plays a psychological effect on our human being family, that it disturbs the thinking process. They can't find God, dear brothers and sisters, because they approaching the situation like they approaching their own selves, their own people. And it makes you feel as if you're superior. You're superior than the next man or the next woman. So our environment is producing these type of minds, and it's producing it at a rapid pace. But out of the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, Al Rabb, the Almighty, He gives them the mind of Christ. You got to have the mind of Christ to come to Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when you start having the mind of Christ, you start to think. Then the question starts to comprehend. Then the question starts to come. Then the question starts to put on your mind. Who did Jesus worship? They start to think. Now this is helpful. Because we know that Satan had this type of mentality. All Satan did. And this ain't saying go grab Satan's hand now, or grab his whispers. No. But all Satan did here, brothers and sisters, was disobey Allah. That's it. That's all he did. Satan ain't say Allah, you ain't Allah. I'm God. He didn't say that. All he did was disobey the commandment of Allah. And he got cocky. It's the egotistic mind. The same mind that's in houses and fathers think they're the gods. You hear the word landlord, landlord. You hear the word lord and landlord. Makes them feel superior. They got to pay me my money every time rent comes. They don't pay me my money, I kick them out. I harass them. What do Allah do when you don't, when you're not on your deen, dear brothers and sisters, when you ain't trying to be guided? The guidance Allah gave you, the inner guidance from your heart and your mind, you're in hell. Landlords know this. So they put you in a bond of hell. The Quran speaks, if the believer owes anything, you wait until he can pay it back. This is our book. Our book of the Quran gives us the same laws that Christ came to fulfill. You can't go and get insurance on your family and you're the only ones that know about the insurance. Tells us and instructs us in Quran that what amount is due to the family, the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, the brothers, the children, the parents. Allah ascribed this for the Ummah, if we want righteousness. Tells us, he said, for those who fear him. This ain't no fear, no man. I done seen it when I'm acting up, I've been married to women, and women that have more heart than me. I come in that house fussing. Oh, that woman to stand up and slap you, knock your sense into you. So Allah said, to those who fear Allah. This ain't for everybody. But we can do the work of righteousness. Allah don't need us. He don't need nothing. We can do the work of righteousness. But my dear brothers and sisters, we got to understand that we ain't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either. We're not going to judge. We ain't the judge. Allah say treat them. Allah say treat them with respect. Treat them with respect. This is acknowledging being a human. This is acknowledging being a human. See, when you had a fear of God in you, and you take out saying, I'm your judge, I can judge you, I can judge my sister, my mother, my father, my auntie, my nephew, because I'm Muslim. You didn't became the mentality you thinking you Allah. Imam Muhammad said, we got to be careful how we give dawah. We got to be careful. And we got to slow down how we give it because we not Allah. Imam Ali, he said, invite them. Invitation. Give them an invitation. He said, don't go beating them up. They're already beat up. How you know they beat up? Because they ain't on the thing. They ain't on the they are so confused. They don't know what is what. So if they ain't already in the kingdom of righteousness, worshiping Allah, worshiping that rock, then they in hell, brothers and sisters. You think you going through something? Allah said they're going to worse than you. Ma'am said, don't go beat them up. He said, learn how to rub them. Learn how to talk to them. Don't go using the language that they using to get their minds and attention. No. He said, use the language of righteousness to get their minds and attention and help build their minds. Let them hear something different. Don't let them hear the same thing. What you think the preacher doing?
Hello?
The preacher beating their butts. Preacher beating them up. And we have to use, and we got to figure it out. It was a brother, he got a lot of children. I can't remember my brother's name. But him and his wife, real good people. They got a school. And a short, dark-skinned brother, got a little fro. For those who know him, he was at Mukmanuni Friday. And sometimes he come to the masjid and he come with the children to schools, and he got a lot of activities for children. He make the children feel like children. It's something we don't do. But he a good brother. He said one of my methods that I was doing for dawah. He said I fed the people and dropped some knowledge. He said I ain't giving too much. Yeah, I had dropped a little knowledge. Dropped a little more. He said, they started really coming. So, excuse me. We got to figure out strategies. Allah said, wait in every cut and ambush. Now, to the egotistic men that know Quran and don't understand it, they're going to be thinking, like the Christian think when Allah gave the word to Christ and said make a blood sacrifice, the scripture in the Bible what it says, they're gonna think the same way. They're gonna probably line and cut with AKs, all of this, because they don't understand the word of Allah. Same thing with the disbelieving Christian. They make a blood sacrifice. They're going out killing people. So they don't understand it either. Then you go to politics, right? And you go to politics and they got the same language. Oppression, oppression, oppression. So we getting beat up by religion, politics, and humanity. Satan did not do none of this, but disobeyed Allah. In character, is Shaitan better than us? Allah said if he would have sent angels, if he would have made us angels, he would have sent an angel to give us the message. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, we have no time to sin. Clear your heads. You have no time to be harassing your husband. Clear your heads. You have no time to be egotistic to your wives. Clear your heads. All we should be practicing is forgiveness. Allah say, when you hear the word of the Quran, he said you should be weeping and crying. When you say Quran, you should feel sorry for yourself. It's not the word. It's the word that afflicted the soul and put that mind of Rasulullah back into you so that you can go produce. But we can't produce. We don't have anything to produce. Qualification, character, morality and moral, and unification. Forgiveness. You can't deal with none of that without forgiveness. None of it. You want Allah to forgive you, then you forgive others. Rasulullah say, you want for your brother what you want for yourself. You want anger on your brother, then give it to yourself. You want hell on your brother, then give it to yourself. You want death on your brother, then give it to yourself. We will not get into the kingdom of paradise, my dear brothers and sisters, until we want for our brother and what we want for ourselves. Allah ain't going to accept it. Why? Because we know this. The ones that say we believe, we know this. We should. And it should affect us. It should want us to water our minds. It should want us to astaghfirullahs. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Masha'Allah. It should want us to come back into this mind of thinking, the mind that Allah has gave us, not from birth, because the difference from a child growing is the language. It's the language. When children are born, Imam Muhammad said, they say, before they put the breath in their mouth. And he said, you look at the word, you say, And he said, Campbellton took it away from us saying, good. Campbellton soup. Took it away from us saying, good. But you see, the child changes. All of us were children. All of us had childish minds. Still, you realize that childish mind, I'm 16, 21, and using the same process, then it's only reflecting on the same person that we was 16 and 15. You might have came to Islam, but your mentality is hurting the religion. Because what speaks for itself is your character. A character. We shouldn't go from Juma, and after Juma, we still in the gathering and we socializing and we got evil eyes in the masjid. Got evil eyes, envy and jealousy eyes. Been looking crazy at other men's wives. Wives looking crazy at other men husbands. If we don't practice our religion, who will? Who will? And dear brothers and sisters, as a ummah, stop giving the imam your problems. Handle your problems as Allah says, handle your problems. The imam is not your caretaker. Imam is not your caretaker. Caretakers. You have relationship problems, you handle it the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say handle your problem. Allah said, go get arbiters from your house and home. You don't make the imam superior than your husbands. Your husbands have their right. They have their right over their wives. Don't bring your business to the imam. The imam's a human. What you think they're going to do? The man's a human. You keep your affairs to yourself. You keep your affairs to yourself and until you get an arbiter from your houses. Why? Because Allah said, the Imam said, your parents going to know you if you really bitter, if you really miserable, if you really ain't trying to provide for your wives, if you just lazy. They going to know you like that because they grown up with you. It makes sense, doesn't it? The man don't know you. He just know you saying, assalamu alaikum. And we know in this world, the women get all dudes. They can be in the dead wrong, and they going to get all dudes. All dudes. Don't matter if they Muslim, Christian, or Jew. They going to get everything from their eyes. Some women don't want to show nothing but their eyes. That's the fear they got of Allah, depending on what the eye is. Lord and Terrence, the sustainer of all the worlds. Our religion says, he said, our religion talks if the person is guilty and wrong. I say, for instance, that they took something, if they stole something. Allah said, cut his hands off. I think that's the punishment of the attribute of Allah when he said that. He said, cut his hands off. But the mercy of Allah says, wait. And if he repents, Allah says, if he repents and admits his ways, Allah says, and he asks for forgiveness and repents and admits his ways, Allah says, leave him alone. Leave her alone. But if they keep up the ignorance on the person who has changed, Allah said, then everyone transgressed against that person. Ain't that a fair religion? Ain't that a religion that speaks of life? Ain't that a religion that speaks of bringing the soul back to life? And you got to understand this, dear brothers and sisters. You can't redeem yourself. You can pray and pray and pray and pray. You can make taba. But you can't redeem yourself. You can't forgive yourself. Allah is the one who forgives you, sisters and brothers. Allah is the one. Allah is the judge. Allah is the redeemer. Not only the redeemer, he's the most merciful benefactor. We say this every year in Fatiha. We say that he's the judge. He's the master of the day of judgment. If he's the master of the day of judgment, he's the master of the day of earth. Anytime, any place, anywhere. This our religion. The disbelievers don't know this. Christians don't take their religion as serious as Muslims do, as believers do. But you have to find out a way to rub them. The same way you was rubbed. The same way you came into this beautiful, beautiful life of Islam. It's beauty of religion. To help yourselves. That's how you tie the concrete structure. That's how you get respect. Muslims ain't getting no respect out here. They're taking your leaders. They're taking your foot soldiers. They're taking your women's. They're taking the men. They're going to war and foreign land and countries. They ain't getting no respect out here. So why? Allah said oppression is worse than slaughter. And slaughter. Because we're not studying our religion. We're not putting ourselves in a position to push ourselves forward. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, this Islam ain't no standstill religion besides Qiyam. That's it. Everything else is a movement. As we rotate around the Kaaba, everything is a movement. Even the way we think, continue thinking, dear brothers. Don't go to sleep. Stay up. Think and think and think and think until your mind produce, till your hands produce. Think and think and continue thinking. This religion is a forward religion by any means of righteousness. We have to practice this ourselves. We have to greet each other. Assalamu alaikum. We can't say hello, hey, how you doing? What's up? What's going on? That ain't our religion. We can't even say that to the disbeliever. Imam Muhammad say, either you don't know who on the other line, he say, say peace and blessings. Say something that's going to give you the sajdin, going to give you a good deed. A good deed. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the greatest gift upon mankind, the Quran, guidance, and it is guidance show without doubt. He gave him angel Jibril. He gave him other angels too. But out of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart, he held the angels from the punishment that Allah even wanted to do. This is the mercy Allah gave Rasulullah. Because he wanted to give him the angels if he ain't wanted to retaliate against the oppressors, a disbeliever. This is the mercy of Rasulullah. This is the prophet we follow.
Allah work by.
He gave him mercy, dear brothers and sisters. They paint us as savages. They paint us as warmongers, heathens. They paint us as saying Allahu Akbar and blowing yourself up. This is Hollywood. This is Netflix. We ain't got enough nuts, excuse me. We ain't got enough courage to go approach Hollywood as a ummah. Because if we had that much courage, they won't produce another movie that disgracing Muslims. You know what that do to the mentality of minds of soldiers who hate Islam? You know what that do, dear brothers and sisters? That changes their mind. Your child only does things that he sees. You can say no all you want. But when they see it, they feel as if they got to try. And if we don't have that mercy of Allah on our children, we give our children that right decision to make at that time of sin, then they're going to produce what the environment's producing for them. It's designed. It's designed, and if we ain't got no guap, you're forcing your children to go stay next to criminal-minded behaving men and women. We don't have no ummah. One thing Imam Muhammad and Imam Jamil al-Amin established, and good imams, Imam Siraj Wahaj, good Muslim. I say they're good Muslims because they weren't in it for the guap. They weren't in it for the money. Dude, you can donate all you want. They're gonna pass it back out. They're gonna make sure the brother got a house next to another brother house. Next to another brother house. They're gonna try to buy the whole block. And they did. They built the ummah. They built a safe haven for their community as Muslims, so you ain't got to go to the ignorance of the society and oppression of oppressors. And oppression is worse than slaughter. They sacrifice. They ain't putting money in their pocket. They sacrifice. You know, if the whole ummah stood up to hold my stood up and demand continuously to free Imam Jamil al-Amin, they can't do nothing but accept our demands. Nothing. But for us not standing up, they can take any one of you, sisters.
And your
children. And then you know how? They got the juvenile facilities right next to the adult facilities. So wait, what they telling you? You ain't got no power. My dear brothers and sisters, and I'm gonna close up. I know you. You think my dear brothers and sisters, Allah put you on this earth. He put you here. You're going to die anyway. You're going to die. But you think my dear brothers, he put you on this earth not to stand up. And you in the wrong religion. You in the wrong religion. It don't matter how old you are or how young you are. Allah says, do not die unless you're in a state. In a state of Muslim submission. Now, you want to find out what submission is? Go back and read the Quran again. And again. And again. And again. And again. Until you see yourself in the Quran. And see what Allah will produce for you. As he split the sea for Moses and his people and his followers. Right? Yes. He performed miracles with Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. All of the prophets. We reading about this, brothers. Y'all think this ain't the same Allah who did this? It's the same Allah. It's the same God. You talking about 1,400 years ago, man. Stick up your hands and four fingers. Every finger is 100 years. Yeah, this is the same Lord of the heavens and the earth, and he is in charge. And you think Allah will let us suffer like we suffering? Now we suffering because we ain't doing what Allah say do. We doing it to the minimize. We minimizing ourselves. So when you die, you ain't got nothing for your children. You ain't got nothing but your debt. Assalamu alaikum. If I said anything to offend anyone, I take full responsibility and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me. But that's not my intentions. But if I said anything to help the mentality of your minds and your hearts change, then all praise is due to Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
All right, Bob. Well, thank you, brother, young man. Hold on. Let me bring Two Drop back up. Yeah. Brother Two Drop, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, thank you, Mr. Lamb. I was trying to unmute it. That means sometimes I'd be slow trying to get it unmuted. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. We thank Allah for blessing us, you know, with the insight. And we just got to stay steadfast, you know. We got to stand up for truth. We got to stand up for righteousness. And we'll find out that the more we do it, the easier it gets, you know. And Allah will begin to show you. He'll begin to show you that you've been effective. Allah will show you that. I bear witness. You know, you'll turn around and see that some of the things that you've been talking about, some of the things that you've been doing, now the people, they picking it up. They doing it. They ain't going to give you no recognition, you know, but that's all right. All praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah, you know, and you thank Allah. And you thank Allah much. We got to keep moving forward as far as helping our young peoples to get established and go into business. You know, we got to keep moving forward to establish businesses. You know. And right now, it's the wrong people. I wouldn't say it's the wrong people. Let me correct that. the people that's in charge right now, or in business right now, don't have the same mission that you have. They doing the mission that Allah best them to see. I'm going to put it that way. So it won't seem like there's no division. Sometimes I be talking and a person misunderstand you, and you mean one thing, they see it as another, as a threat. You know, they see it, they look at it in another way. And they looking at it not in the way that you, your intention, you know. The young people's, they want to do something, but they don't have, we haven't left them a wide enough field to work out in. You know, so that's what we're trying to do now. We're trying to give them a field to work out in. You know, and like the Imam said, you're in America, you got to see yourself as an American. You got to say, this is your country. This is yours. But you can understand the peoples also for not respecting America because of the way that America is treating them. We got to understand that too. You see, Allah already done blessed us. He already done told us that we are the inheritors, and he gonna give us power. So if we don't understand that. We don't understand that when we ain't got nothing and we don't have no power and things like that, it's because we are not moving on the faith of what Allah said. We got to have faith that he making us inheritors. We got to have faith that he gonna give us power in the land. We got to have the faith. And we got, when we get together, we got to have to get together like we know that being the inheritors is in the bank, in my bank account. Power in the land is in my bank account. We got to have faith that we got this. And we got to move like we have it, like we believe it, you see? And the more we move that way, you know, the more we going to believe and that Allah is blessing us, and the more he going to bless us. The more he going to bless us. You know, we had a meeting today. BYI had the responsibility of being the host on the business meeting today. That Sister Najma have, and we committed ourselves to be there on the fourth Saturday, of every month. So we was on the program. And Allah, and we had what I did, I asked brother Mubarak, you know, to be in charge, you know, what am I gonna do? I said, man, just do what you used to do. You come on, what go? You jump on me. You know how to fight. yeah, you know how to talk and all them exercises we done went through. You know, if you can come at me, then you can come at anybody else. You know, and but you got to keep them right intention. you know, keep the right, keep the good intention. Don't think everybody out to get you, you know, and you're going to be affected. He did a good job. Did a good job. Praise be to Allah. Brother Rasul will take that. I think we made some moves today, and the moves that we made is that we're in the process of getting a directory book of everybody that's in business and how we can get in contact with them. You see what I'm saying? What they doing and how we can get in contact with them. So inshallah, we had a group that want to head that and want to do that. And we got a chance to talk to the Brother Hassan, a brother that's in Atlanta, that had been asked to do it before and was working on a directed book, you know, and they was talking about that we need to get in contact with it. And alhamdulillah, the brother came on the program, and he said, Shuja, you know me. I said, yeah. He said, yeah, I knew you working at the salon restaurant, and we got to be familiarized, and he said, Ugda. And I know Ugda. You know, I know them brothers. But he want to work back on it. He said that the reason I'm not working on it is because they stopped. So we got a group, a few people that going to get together with some more people, and they going to get together and put together a director book of people that's in the community that's in business. Also, a brother called that his name was, he was a Muslim. Yeah, he was a Muslim. He called, and what he does, he sell books. You know, and that's what he does for a living. And he want to be part of it. He want to assist. So it was getting excited, you know, and we had Brother Furkan Muhammad and all them. They was coming in saying that they gonna help, and we had other people. You know, was talking real positive, you know, and some people, they sit back and watch it. You got people that does that. They don't try to make the thing work. They sit back and watch and see if you're going to fail. And that's a fact. And see, the reason for that is that they don't feel like they got no work, and that you don't have no work. They don't see that they are an important asset. You know, that if they step forward, then they can contribute something that'll make the thing move. They don't look at it that way. They look at it, if you say that if you take on the responsibility, I'm going to watch you, and when you make a mistake, I'm going to point it out. No. We had people, everybody, I mean, they was coming together. It was coming together, and that's what we want to see. We want to see our brothers and sisters come together. Because, you know, Shaitan wants us to stay the way that we are, to keep us divided. Never start getting established. Never see the light where we can be successful, you know, in establishing businesses. All thing we talk about right now, the main thing that we were talking about is getting together a directive, a book that just like a telephone book. Just like the telephone book, AT&T, Southern Bell used to have. They used to send us, ain't that something? They used to send us the telephone book free. You know, and they had it where you can call, in the telephone book and get and have your name put in there and your business and your number. So alhamdulillah, I'm looking at the time. We thank everybody. We pray that Allah continue to bless in all of us and just hold on. And Shaitan is shaking. He's nervous and he's shaking and we gonna move forward, inshallah. I'm gonna close up in prayer with God's name. Most gracious, the most merciful. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. We thank Allah for blessing us with success and blessing us with this opportunity. We pray that Allah continue blessing us and bless us to overcome the difficulty that's before us. Bless us with patience and great faith and sincere prayer. Peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad forever. Amen. We turn it back over to you, Brother Agba. I hope I didn't go off.
You still on, bro? Yeah, about two more minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it got so tight.
I'll listen to
you. Man, when you gonna make some more of them ribs, man?
Oh, yeah. Well, I make them whenever I get a chance, you know. Praise be to Allah.
He already did, sir. He already alhamdulillah. I'll listen to the Savior today. But anyway, I'll praise and do to Allah. I thank everybody for showing up. The people that came and raised their hand. And we said, and when Ray raised hand, I'll pray to God. Maybe
I'll
tomorrow. So we thank everyone for showing up. May Allah continue to bless us with a good night and a good morning and a blessed day. And inshallah, hope to hear from you. May Allah continue to bless us all. Thank you so much, everyone. Call me Rocky. Assalamu alaikum.
Best now.